Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon. It's Monday morning and we're just coming off the Grammys. Michaela is feeling extra, what'd you say, motivated, inspired?
Yeah, I'm feeling inspired. Good. I'm like ready to get into the studio and start recording.
Yeah.
You know, I always feel like that though.
Yeah. Is that going to happen? Is that on the agenda for the year? Maybe a little music next year. You'll be at the Grammys?
Definitely. I don't know if I'll be at the Grammys, but I'm just ready to make great music. You know, your priorities change as you get older.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I'm not dying to win a Grammy. I'm just wanting to make great music, which is why I was so inspired by Brandi Carlile, which we will talk about in our Grammy talk.
But you know what?
She's one of my faves.
To make great music, you need to get some money. And then to get some money, you have to have a job and you have to go to work. So Michaela, work this news on the beat.
That was a good lead-in.
You're welcome. Waiting for the music.
All right, you guys. Normal routines will be at a halt in parts of Western Washington today as a terrible winter storm continues to pound the state. Parts of Seattle were hit with more than 10 inches of snow on Saturday. Now, to put that into perspective, that's more snow in one day than the city usually gets in a single year.
Ooh.
I know. As many as 300 cars were stranded on a highway in blizzard conditions after many collisions, including a semi-truck that jackknifed. More snow will fall today, including up to 36 inches in the Cascade Mountains in southern Washington. But things will get better by midweek when temperatures will start to warm up. Now, we wish everyone in Seattle well, especially our listeners on 103.3 FM and 107.7 HD2. You guys, please take care of yourselves. Be safe. We hope that we can stay entertaining for you while you are going through this polar vortex. Now, moving on, Senator Elizabeth Warren formally announced her candidacy for the White House on Saturday. And hours later, President Donald Trump weighed in on his newest 2020 campaign opponent with a line that many critics interpreted as a joke about the Trail of Tears. Today, Elizabeth Warren, sometimes referred to me to by me as Pocahontas, joined the race for president. He wrote on Twitter, "Will she run as our first Native American presidential candidate? Or has she decided that after 32 years, this is not playing so well anymore? See you on the campaign trail, Liz." Oh my God. The president's use of the word trail in all caps was widely interpreted as a reference to the Trail of Tears, in which Native Americans were forcibly relocated from their homes in the southeastern U.S. to reservations in Oklahoma in the 1800s. Thousands of natives died from disease, starvation, and exposure along the way. Now, Trump has often mocked Warren's claims of Cherokee heritage with jabs that some have found offensive, including his Pocahontas nickname and a tweet that referenced the 1890 Wounded Knee Massacre in which U.S. troops killed hundreds of Sioux, many of them are children. Some Trump supporters defended the president, arguing he did not intend to refer to the Trail of Tears, stating the president would probably not even be aware of the 19th century event. That doesn't sound good either way. Like, he wouldn't do that because he doesn't even know history. Like, that's not a defense. Do you know what I'm saying? He's the president of the United States. You should know it. All right, moving on. It's just so dumb. It was a big year for hip-hop at the 61st Annual Grammy Awards. Now, Childish Gambino was one of the big winners of the night and made history in the process. Gambino took home Record of the Year and Song of the Year for This Is America, a first for any hip-hop single. Country singer Kacey Musgraves took home Album of the Year for Golden Hour, while Cardi B won for Best Rap Album for Invasion of Privacy, the first for a solo female artist. She made history. Country artist and member of the community Brandi Carlile took home three awards, including two for her hit song The Joke. Now, Channel Q artist Dua Lipa won for Best New Artist, and Ariana Grande took home the Grammy for Best Pop Vocal Album. Lady Gaga walked home with Best Pop Duo Performance for Shallow, while co-star Bradley Cooper was in England for the BAFTAs. To see more from the Grammys and all the winners, head over to channelq.com. You guys, while you're there, don't forget we are officially a podcast. You can listen to us anytime, anywhere. And all you need to do is go to your smart speaker and say, hey, I want to listen to Channel Q on radio.com. That way you can take us from your home to your car to the gym or your work, and you never have to miss a beat of the Morning Beat. Now, when we come back, we are very excited because we have a very special guest with us. Stephen Deller will be our pop culture enthusiast expert, and we'll be doing a new little segment called Dirty Pop.
Stick around with the news.
Yeah. Oh.
You're welcome.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon. It is Monday, and we are just talking about all the dish. But to do that, we need a little special guest to join us, give him some entertainment, pop culture news with our contributor, Stephen Deller. So welcome to the show, Stephen.
Hi, Stephen.
I feel so bad. It's so early, and we're all nightlife people in this room, and yet here, Michaela and I have converted to mornings just for a little while.
But, but Stephen, you're up early, baby. You got us, and you've got all the tea for us.
Yes, I do. I survived. I survived the weekend. We all survived the weekend.
Yeah.
Grammys were this weekend.
The Grammys were this weekend. But there was some Nicki Minaj, Cardi B stuff involving Tommy Lauren. So what happened there?
Okay, so did you guys hear about 21 Savage being arrested?
Yes. And then Tommy Lauren was kind of making inappropriate comments because she's annoying.
And Cardi B's always sort of, she's pretty political. Yeah. So she's always going back and forth with Tommy. But then Nicki Minaj decided to throw herself into the ring.
Oh, my God.
And so, Tommy Lauren tweets about 21 Savage. Cardi B replies that she wants to dog walk her.
Right, right.
Whatever that might mean.
Yeah.
But then also Nicki also replies because Tommy said that her ancestors discovered America.
Oh, boy.
And Nicki was like not having it.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was just thinking, like, what a headline from 2019 would it be for, like, Nicki and Cardi to end their feud
over their mutual hatred
for this, like, awful person. But apparently that's not going to happen because Nicki Minaj is on Avril Lavigne's album.
Oh.
Supposedly, she does a dig at Cardi.
On Avril Lavigne's new album.
On her new album.
So Adam's kind of a cheater because Adam had Cardi first on Girls Like You.
No, Avril Lavigne.
Avril.
Adam Levine. Avril Lavigne. I know. That's actually really close.
I didn't know Avril Lavigne was still doing music.
She
just
came back out.
Yeah.
She's doing good. Well, that's so interesting. So how did the feud end? Did Tommy respond or we don't have any answers yet?
She did respond. it was just the same stuff that she was saying before. She was like, no, actually, my ancestors did discover America.
Okay.
And Nicki was like, are you freaking Native American? Because last time I checked, you weren't.
Right.
Yeah, that's so crazy. Okay, what else is happening in pop culture?
Oh. All right, so let's see what's next on my list. Okay, so did you guys hear about Bebe Rexha and how she went off on this audience?
What?
Yeah, girl, like she lost it. Apparently the audience was not singing her song back to her and was not having it.
Do you do that, Michaela? If they don't know the lyrics to Honey, do you freak out on
girl, no, that makes you look bad. So what happened? Was it a situation where she was like singing and she was like, okay, y'all sing back with me, and they were like, no.
Well, basically, she says, she said, this song was number one for 50 effing weeks. And she's like, you know what? I worked too effing hard for this bull. Okay, yeah. The 29-year-old singer then turned her sights to her mother, who was in the audience, and said, my mom is like, please calm down. Mom's like, please calm down. I love you, Mom. I'm calming down. All this in front of everybody.
Wow.
Okay, you know what?
And these are industry people that she was performing for. That's why they weren't singing back to her. It's like
super.
Yeah.
That's really gross behavior. I'm not impressed with that story and I don't like it. I just reported on another story about a country artist who was like, if you guys don't quiet down, I'm not singing. I'm sorry, not a country artist. He was the lead singer of Stained. And he was like, if you guys don't quiet down, I'm not going to sing. And he walked off stage because the people wouldn't quiet down. Like, you entitled.
Know your audience at an industry event. They're like A&R people. They're like, you know what I mean? They're not looking to sing.
They've heard a million different like songs. They're just like,
100%.
Yeah, it's... Even Beyonce wouldn't do that. I mean, like, come on. Like,
well, that's a good
I'm
barometer.
I'm going to ask Jeff Fetterman to hold a big meeting for Entercom. Right. And then I'm going to do a concert. And I'm going to be like, Entercom, sing back now, honey. And then when they don't, I'm going to have a freak out.
Yeah. Jeff Fetterman. And then we're just be calling it you BB Rexed it.
Yes. The VP of programming here at... Well, you would have everyone there. You would have K-Rock, Jack FM, Amp, all the Entercom
you
stations.
You guys better sing back. This song was number one. Never.
Well, we're with Stephen Deller, our pop culture expert, breaking down some of the headlines. So what else we got?
Well, also we have to say, you know, congratulations to Cardi B because of she won the Grammy. She was the first female solo artist to win rap album.
Is that crazy? Great. That was history. I didn't understand why she was so emotional last night and so nervous because I was like, girl.
What'd you think of her outfit?
Which outfit?
The clam?
The clam, the throwback to Terry
Mugler. I thought it was amazing. It's a throwback. Yeah. It was 1995 fashion, and I loved it. It was super iconic. I think a lot of people didn't know that. So people were like...
Yeah, it was very hot and cold with the reaction
to
that.
It was. People were like, look at Ursula showing up tonight.
I didn't even think of that one. That's good. Another hot and cold one was J-Lo's performance of the Motown tribute.
As our pop expert, what did you think about it?
Everyone's question, why?
Exactly.
Like, why? Why her? Right. I mean, of all people, then all the people that they could have had done a tribute. It just was.
We feel the same way here at Channel Q. Well, Jay and I do, because I felt.
Well, I also think, like, listen, she made this great performance, but as a lot of people are saying on social media, they're like, her presentation of the music, you couldn't be grinding on a piano. And during the Motown era, so then the performance really became about how fabulous she is. And don't get me wrong, she was
the
great.
The most
but,
fabulous.
Right, it was like a Motown tribute to J-Lo.
Yes, that's kind of what it was.
That's what people said.
Yeah.
They were like, remember when Smokey Robinson and Neo were like backup for her last night?
You know what's interesting? Because I think this worked in a Vegas show as to honor Motown. I don't think this performance was the right fit for the Grammys, who could have had actual Motown legends there, and you know what I mean? It could have been a whole thing.
Well, that's just a missed opportunity for sure.
Yeah.
The morning. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon. It's our Monday show. We're diving into things all pop culture with our political expert in entertainment. The politics of pop dish.
Yeah,
Stephen Deller is joining us. I know.
I know.
That's not the first time I've heard that. No. So let's talk about last night. Now, there were a bunch of really interesting moments that happened. People that were there. People that didn't even show up.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ariana Grande wasn't there.
Yeah, so what was up with that whole bit? Because she started tweeting and people are getting really concerned.
Oh, I
have
an opinion.
Yeah, like when Cardi won or something and she just tweeted trash. And then she removed it and people are just like...
Do you post things and then quickly take them down when you second
actually,
guess?
I think I did that like 6 times last night.
Oh my gosh.
I'm always just like, this is after a certain time of night. I should probably just delete this and reevaluate that tomorrow.
I'm the same way. Although sometimes I get here in the morning and I turn to Michaela and I'm like, ooh, I did some late night ambient tweeting. Not good.
Well, sometimes, but differently than Ariana, but maybe also not. Jay will take an ambient with a glass of wine, which I fully encourage.
I do.
And then he'll text people.
Be careful. I had a roommate that did that once and ended up in jail just from falling asleep and then woke up in another apartment.
Oh, no. Jeez, that would be trouble.
Well, that would be good press for Channel Q. Now, why do we have an answer as to exactly why Ariana Grande did not go to the Grammys? Is that clear yet, or we're still unsure?
The verdict's not on that one. I don't really know why.
There's a lot of blame shifty. Like, apparently it's like, they didn't give her what she wanted, and then she blamed her manager. I don't know what's going on.
And there's also just a lot of love-hate right now for the Grammys, and like, is it legitimate? Is it not legitimate? Is it, you know what I mean?
Totally.
Do you need one? Or is it just about making good music?
Yeah. I feel like people say that until they win a Grammy and they're like, this is important. This is everything.
Well,
I am
true,
the
right?
winner. You're like, I don't care. I don't need a Grammy. I won. That's me in my life.
I guess that's true, right? We don't want it until we have it and then it's everything.
Yeah. I'm the bigger person. Don't need it. But also,
Didn't Ariana kind of like fill the spot of like young Mariah, young Christina? Like she's filling that void, I think, for younger kids. Because Christina's not really doing a whole lot. I mean, she's
going to Vegas now.
What are you going to do? Are you going to go see her?
Yeah, she's going to be at Britney's old stomping grounds.
Okay,
at Planet
so here's
Hollywood.
The deal.
Wow.
Stephen Deller, our little pop culture genius here, he is obsessed with Britney.
Yeah,
he has some pictures that he's done as a guy, like mirroring some of her iconic moments.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Yeah, that one right there.
See stuff like that.
Oh my God, you look stunning.
I'll repost that in our Channel Q story so you can see. So what do you make of this, Christine? Do you think Vegas will do for Christina what it did for Britney?
Well, I think Britney did to Vegas what now all the artists are like reaping the rewards
true.
Of.
Right.
Because Britney made it cool, you know?
Because Celine was good, but that was older. And you're right, Britney did draw the younger.
And now Lady Gaga has been there, Jennifer Lopez has been there, Christina Aguilera is now going to be there, and you know, Christina Aguilera, I think it was on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, and yeah. He was talking about like, oh, what do you think of Britney, blah, 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 and she's like, Britney, call me up, like she's ready to do a duet.
Well, wait a minute, I would so be here for that if they did a duet.
Yeah. Wait, I mean, that's like, what, 2 decades in the making right there, because of that fake feud that they had back in the day.
Well, that was like when Mariah and Whitney did a duet,
yeah,
and everyone was like screaming. Also, RIP, it is the anniversary of Whitney Houston's death. Just thought I'd throw that in there. We love her. It was seven years ago, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad. Okay, so Christina's going to start her residency at Planet Hollywood.
She starts in May. Mm-hmm. She goes until October.
Okay.
So that's like a good summer.
Do we think she'll dance and stuff? Will she have like a little burlesque moment? Definitely do a burlesque moment, right? Because she did
a movie
with
Cher. Fun. That would be cool.
That
would
be cute.
Yeah,
I can't remember if she's a dancer.
Yeah, well, I mean, she danced Dirty. Dirty had choreography.
Oh, yeah.
And I actually saw her perform burlesque live at the American Music Awards 1 year.
And
she full on danced.
Okay.
Yeah, she danced.
Well, if you're just joining us, we're with Stephen Deller, our pop culture expert. Okay, so I think Vegas has now transformed the way performers go there and entertain. So I guess my next thought is, Michaela, with Christina Aguilera heading there, do you feel threatened as a Vegas headliner currently?
XXX. No. Honey, I started it before Britney. Y'all need to get in line. I am ahead of the game.
Oh my gosh. Well, Stephen, what do you make of Ariana Grande's? She's going to have her album, Thank You Next, was released. Do you love hate?
Well, congratulations to her for Sweetener.
Yeah, yeah.
She won the Grammy for that. But listen, like pop music right now is very like I call elevator pop right now. It's just very easy listening. Mm. It's not really like those club jammers unless they're like remixed to, you know, hell.
Right.
So I kind of went skimmed through her album and it's good. It's not bad music. It's just very like
safe.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, you can kind of like groove to it, but it's not like something that makes you just really want to like jam to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's what pop music is to me, something you want to dance to.
In an interview recently, gave the same sentiment that you did, Michaela, which was basically saying like, I'd love to have a Grammy at some point, but a lot of the people I love to listen to are not getting nominated. Like, they're like, yep. So the stuff you jam out to, like, some of those people don't ever even get noticed or nominated.
Well, yeah. That's why I'm telling you, that's why Brandi Carlile was the stand-up performance for me last night. I've loved Brandi Carlile since I was 19 years old. And I feel like although she's been in the industry, she finally was really able to show what she could do. I thought she was one of the best performances of the night last night, really.
Well, Stephen Deller, thank you so much for coming in. We'll hope to have you back
yeah.
a whole bunch of time. Give us tons of all the dish, the tea, the pop culture juice that we know and love here. And again, we'll put your social media on our social media.
So
head
on
over to We Are Channel Q to see that matchy picture with Britney and Steven.
Also, check out his body, not to sexualize you, but I feel like I need to go to the gym, and so does everybody else in my life after seeing your derriere. So you're not welcome back.
Oh.
The Morning Beat with Jay and Michaela.
Welcome back to Channel Q. I'm Jay Rodriguez with Michaela Gordon. It is Monday. Hope you're starting your week off with a little more energy than I have. I'm actually going to, you know, today is the beginning of a very big adulting week for me. I got a lot of things you've been inspiring me.
Give me an example.
Headshots.
Oh,
we've got
daddy.
A big meeting here today. Another meeting tomorrow. We're just working a lot. It's going to be a lot of adulting.
This is what I like to call you, Poppy Rodriguez. Poppy Rodriguez is coming in and he's taking charge.
Yeah.
Good for you, hey, 2019.
You know, it's Black History Month, right?
I do.
It's been really kind of great to have an opportunity here to showcase people within the LGBTQ plus spectrum who have really kind of had a profound impact on our community. And a lot of these names may not be household names to many people. So we're taking a moment to highlight today's Black History hero, a Black feminist lesbian who favored a masculine of center gender performance during her 20s and 30s. And she dedicated her work to challenging preconceived notions of race, gender, sexuality, and religion. For many people, they were unaware who Dr. Pauli Murray was. But she was all those things. And she was arrested in 1940 for refusing to move to the back of a bus, protesting Virginia law, which required segregation in public transportation. And that is 15 years before Rosa Parks. In 1944, she graduated at the top of her class from Howard University Law School, where she entered a gender discrimination from faculty and fellow students. She also coined the term Jane Crow to refer to sex discrimination, the sister of Jim Crow. Yeah. And Mademoiselle magazine named her Woman of the Year in 1947. Another accomplishment, the NAACP, then led by this guy named Mr. Marshall. He used arguments from a law school seminar paper by Ms. Murray as part of the organization's legal strategy in Brown versus the Board of Education. She was appointed to the President John F. Kennedy's Commission of Status of Women. She co-founded the National Organization for Women in 1966. I mean, the list goes on and on. Yeah. This is the one that'll get you. She was the first African-American woman to be ordained as priest in a Protestant Episcopal church in 1977. And in 2012, she was welcomed into Episcopal sainthood more than 25 years after her death.
Oh, that's amazing.
Kind of cool. This is what is so lovely. There's so many people who came far before us.
Yes.
And if they hadn't done the good work, we might not have a Channel Q.
You know, we used to do this segment. Maybe we'll bring it back where we talked about it every day, a new female woman on top. There are still a lot of men that have come before
Maybe
us
it's
as
just
well.
Like
just like people on top.
Pioneers.
Yeah.
Pioneers.
Because it is. When you look back at this, I mean, 15 years before Rosa Parks, she was sitting in the back of the, she was sitting on the
to
bus
protest,
taking a stand.
Segregation, yeah.
Graduating from Howard University, really making a difference.
Law school. Jeez.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine finishing a book.
That's what I'm saying. You think it's hard in 2019. Imagine during those times.
Yeah.
And being a Black lesbian.
Activist and all the things that were, you know, going against the status quo. Well,
I love that.
Yeah, it's kind of great to kind of know that, you know, a little piece, and that's what we're hoping this month, that people walk away with a little more knowledge than they did about our history.
Of course,
as a community,
I love that. Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Jay. All right, now when we come back, we've got news on the beat where we highlight some of today's hottest topics. We will also be joined later in the hour by celebrity Steve Grant.
Oh, such a good musician.
He's great
and a hunk.
Oh my God, you
He's
have
so
to check
hunky.
Him out. I know, he looks really good in a Speedo. And
yeah, that's his calling card. That's how he gets people to come to shows.
Well,
but the voice, I'll tell you, once you, if that gets you in, the voice keeps you there.
Well, we love it. We are the new Channel Q1 Radio and radio.com, and we will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.